Hare Krishna. Yes, some questions coming in to you from Dubai. It's Sunday here, and here it's Sunday is their work day. It's the first day of the week, interestingly enough. As Monday is the first day in other parts, here it's Sunday, and Friday, Saturday is the weekend. From Bhakti Jani, there's a question about asking why I said that religion is about being happy and Vaishnavism is the opposite. Yes, in materialistic religion, people generally are interested in artha, kama, moksha, sense gratification, liberation, and being happy, well situated in this world. People follow religion in order to get their daily bread. It becomes their motivation in order that they have a good materialistic situation. They're wealthy, their children have success in their education, that they get nice material facilities, and so on and so on and so on. So they want to be happy in this world, possibly in the next. But in Krishna consciousness, our motivation is different. It is anyavilasita-sunyam. Vaishnavism means let Krishna be happy, whatever the cost. Whether my family's happy or not, doesn't matter. Queen Kunti says, I don't care about the Pandavas. He says, but let my affection always flow towards you. It's really raising the bar. So it's a real standard of Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj never really was concerned that he was being tortured by his father. He was just always satisfied to glorify the Lord. So this is Krishna consciousness. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Asashyama pilashtaram madarshanam marmahadam karutva tatatava vivantavam tomatmanastutsaivanapara. So you can embrace me, you can trample me under your feet, whatever you want to do is fine with me, but still, you're my worshipable Lord. So once again, this is Krishna consciousness. We want Krishna to be happy. And if coincidentally Krishna's being happy doesn't coincide with my being happy, or if it means that I'm unhappy, or it means loss for me, my family, and so on, that's all right. But let Krishna be happy under all circumstances. That's what Krishna consciousness is about. Now, question from an anonymous source, who, and it's not so easy for me to unravel the question, so I don't know whether I'm going to exactly give the right answer. But he's saying, well, how are you supposed to handle with being left out of functions, whether it's due to spiritual functions, meaning festivals and programs, either not being invited, or not being able to attend all the functions that go on. And, my answer would be that the important thing is sajatiya snigdha, to associate with those devotees who further your spiritual advancement. And that doesn't have to be at many functions or festivals. In fact, my experience with functions and festivals is that they can and tend to degrade into sort of social functions, say religious functions of the ilk that I mentioned in terms of material religion before, for two reasons. Sometimes the devotees are not so inclined towards those spiritual activities. Shambhari namakarot kivani tsipurkat. And sometimes facilities are limited, wherein you can't really just sort of blame the devotees. In other words, how many devotees can fit in a temple? How many can listen to a class? Is there facility for children to engage the children and take care of them so that the parents can hear? All of these often make it difficult for devotees to really participate fully. And for instance, with the exception of certain functions, like when Radhanath Maharaj arranges programs for thousands of devotees, I'm amazed. And they have very wonderful, deep experiences. So in that case, we may have to be a little selective. We're selective with the quality of association and selective with venues and as well. But and the next question is there. Is that association is absolutely necessary. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Without real association, it's not going to be really possible to make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada, of course, gives the alternative. Well, if you can't get association with peers, then at least you have to get association with your spiritual master. And whether that's personal association or via correspondence or internet, but association is what nurtures our creeper of devotional service along with chanting and hearing. And so devotees need to get it under all circumstances. Something. Jina kena prakarena manaseva nivesha. Somehow or another, you have to become absorbed by the grace of good association. Now we go to Gornitai Das asking questions, and these questions were, that's 14th of March, it's a year ago, my apologies, but, well, of course I do other things than just answer questions. I put up all kinds of other topics from my own talks, lectures, and also personal inspiration. Okay, and this is, he's quoting Sarvodayamayam, and this is about Bali Maharaj. He's asking about, it seems that Dwarka was existent or present prior to Krishna's appearance. So how is that? Well, Dwarka is eternally present. Dwarka, Vrindavan, Mathura, Mayapur are eternally manifest or eternally existent. Actually, it's this material world which Bhutva, Bhutva, Praliyate, which manifests and then disappears. And when this material world disappears, then it seems that Dwarka is not there, but Dwarka continues to exist. And it's rather that Dwarka becomes manifest and then disappears. And this language is there for people who don't necessarily understand those principles of Dham Tattva. So Dwarka is always present, but when Krishna manifests himself, just like Krishna is always present, manifests himself on this earth, then that Dwarka becomes manifest. And when Krishna disappears, it appears to sink in the sea. But Aprakat, it is always there. And then he's referring to this pastime where Dwarka was attacked, and Durasa Muni came to Bali Maharaj to ask for Lord Vamandev to help save Dwarka, but Lord Bali Maharaj wouldn't allow Vamandev to go to Dwarka. How is that? Wasn't he compassionate enough? Well, we can't. Vaishnavaya Kremudra Vidyana Vijaya. Devotees, great devotees, Mahajans, have their pastimes in the way that Krishna also has his pastimes. We can't question the things that they do or the things that they don't do. In the same way that Krishna sometimes leaves Vrindavan and makes his devotees suffer, but actually Krishna is still with them in an even more intense form. So we can't question, we're very small, tiny, insignificant living entities. We're not in a position to question our superiors. Rather, we just accept these pastimes. And when we become more advanced in spiritual life, then we start to recognize or realize their import or their significance. And sometimes we may see that Bali Maharaj's refusal had the opportunity for Dwarka to be protected in another way. Vaishnavya kriya mudra vijnana vijaya. These premi bhaktas, devotees on the platform of love of God, who are fully surrendered to the Lord, like Bali Maharaj, we should not question their activities. We should try to understand them, but if we can't understand them, we should not doubt their character in any way. Hare Krishna.